Hello, everybody. George here with Islamophobia Watch. Thank you for tuning in. Very kind of you. For those of you who are checking out the podcast on different platforms, we are on 10 different platforms. And I was really excited to look into how we rank on the internet as far as the keyword Islamophobia Watch. Our podcast is coming up right up there on the top 10 Google search. So that's pretty cool. And I'm excited because this is a space that we're competing in. And basically, as the podcast is getting more hits, we're coming up in the Google search ranks and slowly beginning to offer content that's different, that's challenging the official bogus Islamophobia narrative, right? So that's pretty cool. And I appreciate those of you who forward the podcast. And, you know, I appreciate you guys being so kind, putting up with my quirks here as a host. Now, I look forward to having guests on podcasts in the days to come. But right now, I'm just going to produce these short programs. And hopefully I can add to your day as you listen to these podcasts and maybe instigate some curiosity. And if you want to just help with some of the elements of producing this, maybe content, maybe research, just let me know. There's a lot of things going on. Okay, so today I want to talk to you about ageism, all right? I was unaware that this is yet another tool in the toolbox of the global left. What they're doing is they're using identity politics really well to create grievances and to tap into the grievances of an entitled culture, right? This could be the case could be made that feminism is right there in that space, racism, feminism, all sorts of isms, right? All sorts of isms, and now there's a new ism, the ageism. It's just another element of the woke culture that is so good at masterfully adding to the Marxist or neo-Marxist soup of fake grievances they hope to use to entice new followers. That's what they're doing. Racism, ageism, and ageism really has to do with, wait for it, feeling being young and not feeling respected enough at work. Seriously, that's what now ageism is. It's the newest thing, okay? If you're young and go to work, here you are. You aren't grateful enough. You're not appreciating enough that you're living in the greatest country in the world. And you go to work and you've gone to college and all that. That's not enough. None of this is enough. It's not enough. You have the Constitution. It's not enough. You have the rule of law. It's not enough. You have private property protected under the Constitution. It's not enough. All these things don't matter. They just really don't matter. What matters is that you're a young person in your late 20s. You've graduated college. You go to work now. You've worked only 3 weeks. And you're feeling just so discriminated. Oh, my God. How are these people who have worked here for 20 years and they're not listening, like they're not shutting up and just absolutely in awe of the great wisdom that comes out of my mouth, having just come out of college. That's what this is about. Seriously, I'm not kidding you. In the podcast, I'm going to include the links to an article in Harvard Business Review. And Harvard Business Review and Glassdoor now have jumped on the bandwagon, of course. And here they are offering, lobbying, and cheerleading for all the grieved people, all the entitled individuals who are just oh so grieved and so upset. And oh my gosh, how is it that I'm just in my 20s and all those people aren't just rolling over and listening to what I have to say? Can you imagine this? That's what's going on. It's all about identity politics. It's all about feeding the grievances of young people and, you know, how upset they are. And that's how they entice young people. They're feeding a sense of entitlement, which is really extreme selfishness, right? Self-centeredness and selfishness that really is part of human nature. And it takes a lifetime of maturity and growing internally to realize the world doesn't revolve around you. And the greatest question you should be trying to answer the whole time is, how can I help someone else? How can I help people? How can I help my family? How can I help my friends? How can I help solve a problem? All right. This is where inventions are born. This is where true friendships are created. This is where greatness is created, is when you realize it's not about you and you begin to look for ways to put your talents to work and lift somebody up and help somebody else up. And this is where we all discover, you know, our mission in life, right? But no. We have to feed the grievances of young people. And we have to absolutely bow before their narcissism, and we have to make room for their narcissism now and walk on eggshells in the workplace, because you see, the kid just graduated college, and now they're so sad and they're so offended that they just got this new job and they're not being praised how great and awesome and smart they are. This is what's going on. This is what ageism. It's discrimination based on age. I kid you not. This is what this is about. Okay, this is not about getting not paid as much as someone else because of age. This is not about that. It's all about feelings. It's all about feelings. And that's why I'm pointing out to these links here, the Harvard Business Review and Glassdoor, where you can read more about this and see exactly what the neo-Marxist left is doing to feed yet another grievance into a monster and join the young, entitled, and offended people, right, the victimhood, to join them to and make them part of the rest of the gang, racist people who are all the time complaining about racism, Islamophobia and so forth and so on. Okay, so I mean, this is basically what's going on. Now here's the thing. The Muslim agenda, when I say Muslims, I mean like the global jihad. The global jihad will jump on the bandwagon of this ageism thing, because guess what? They'll use anything. They'll use anything to push their agenda. So they will have, and they will teach the young people, these young people who are born into Muslim families, they will add to their inferiority complex, and they will basically raise them up to think of themselves as victims right in the midst of living in the most free country in the world. This is the travesty of this whole thing. These kids are being born, these Muslim kids are being born in the Muslim families, living in the most free country in the entire history of mankind. And yet they're being raised up to feel like they're victims and they're persecuted. This is bogus. This whole thing is bogus, right? And on top of that, on top of the burqas, on top of just basically creating this caste system where they're positioning themselves as the victims all the time so they can push their agenda, they will also jump on the bandwagon of ageism. And they will tell them also, see, now it doesn't matter how young you are, you need to be a victim. You're not respected enough. You're not respected enough. Muslims will use, the global jihad will use any identity politic to mix, to throw their jihad in the mix. And I guess this is where got my attention. So you can read the article by one Emma Waldman, I guess, in Harvard Business Review, where she's offering advice to the victimized and what they can do. Oh, this is what you can do. You can talk to the perpetrator, she says at one point. You can talk to the culprit. So if, you know, if the boss is like older and you're just got this job, he's the culprit. Go talk to the boss about, and let me sit you down, boss, and let me talk to you. I just graduated college, but I'm feeling a little disrespected here. So, you know, you gotta sit down, boss. You know what? Good luck to you. Go find a boss who is worth their salt, a leader, a business leader. I don't care if it's a small business. I don't care who they are in a corporate world. You go ahead and try your ageism. And this is what the left does. They cast this wide net. They identify a block of people. They begin to pull the strings in these, and what they do is they polarize based on natural tensions. The tensions between people of different ages has been present in the history of mankind since the days of dawn, right? It's basically with every culture. Every culture has issues between older and young people. This is a very natural thing. Every family has to kind of go through its phases of people, you know, children growing up and they're becoming young adults and so forth and so on, and working out these kinks, so to say, in the relationship with their parents and so forth and so on. These are things people need to learn how to handle and grow out of and into. This is what we do. This is life. We deal with those things. We don't need the left to come and politicize, and yet this is exactly what they do. They will politicize everything, because when they politicize the youth, when they politicize the tensions between people of different ages, they will offer solutions. They will offer, for example, that you would sue somebody at work because you're feeling so grieved and crazy stuff like that. This is how the left works. They politicize every aspect of human life. And by politicizing, I mean they divide. That's what they do. They divide and they sow enmity between members of families and members of the community. Instead of allowing people to work those things out, they divide and they offer their false, fraudulent solutions, so-called solutions, which of course is join the left and become part of the terror of the left, and then you'll be okay. You'll be taken care of. You'll get everything you want, which is never true. It's always a lie. It always ends up with the corrupt clique on top of the pyramid running the show, killing off everybody else, and basically creating a society based on terror. That's how the left works. That's how Islam works. That's what they have in common. They promise utopia to their followers. And then what they do is they keep everybody living in misery all the time, telling them, well, we're not there yet. We're not quite there. We're not quite there. And guess what? America is responsible for that. Capitalism is responsible for that. Christianity is responsible. The Jews are responsible. Let's just kill them off. So that's how they do. And they nurture these enmities generation after generation. All right. This is all I had for today. I hope this is something interesting and kind of raises a little bit of an awareness for you to understand that, you know, you're surrounded at work, for example, or in school or whatever your environment is. You might be surrounded by people who are grieved because they are entitled. And you got to learn how to discern that and deal with that and not allow these kind of things to sabotage your life, relationships, career, business. All right, that's all for now for me. I hope this was interesting to you. I look forward to being with you again soon on another episode of the Islamophobia Watch podcast.